Our next guest says reporters never call him when the news is good. Professor Andy Willett studies Vibrio vulnificus, a potentially deadly bacteria that can cause a flesh-eating infection. 13 people died in Florida this year because of the bacteria, and at least 64 people have been infected. That's 3 more deaths and 30 more cases than last year. Professor Willett joins us from Jacksonville. Hi there.
Hello.
Now, we should say that overall, severe cases of infection due to Vibrio are still rare. So why are cases on the rise in Florida right now?
Yes, well, it has to do with Hurricane Ian. And we've seen this before with Hurricane Katrina in 2005, that after a hurricane comes through and we have the right conditions, these bacteria live in estuaries. So when the hurricane pushes this water up into where people live, that spreads that bacteria all around. And then when you come in and you're in the recovery efforts, then essentially there's a lot of debris around. People are getting cut. They're getting wounded. They're stumbling and falling. And so, you know, the very, very low rate of infection and then mortality for this is essentially amplified because you have just a higher number of bacteria around and a higher number of people in that unfortunate situation.
If other people are like me, they're immediately wondering, how do I make sure I don't go anywhere near this? Are there particular areas to avoid? And how do I know if I've been infected?
So if you're in Southwest Florida and you're in floodwaters from this hurricane, then you're in the prime area where this bacteria could be living right now. The most obvious way is to stay out of the floodwaters. However, some people just can't, right? I mean, they're getting on with their lives. They're getting on with the business of recovery. And so in that case, you really want to wear, you know, maybe some good waterproof waders, at least strong, sturdy boots, anything that's waterproof and can protect your body from getting in contact with the water and from getting cut or wounded, scraped, scratched, things like that. Now, if you do get infected by it, the time it takes for it to gain a hold and for you to notice can be less than a day. So really, really quickly, upwards all the way to a week, depending if it gets into your bloodstream. You'll have chills, fever, low blood pressure, which could be dizziness, lightheadedness, blurred vision, and it can lead to a rash. And if you see that rash, just like low blood pressure and fever, things have gone very bad for you, and you know, you really need to get medical attention well. If it's a wound infection, like all infected wounds, it'll become puffy, it'll become red, it'll become painful. If it seems more painful than normal, that's definitely a sign that you need to seek some medical attention right away.
You can also get it, as I understand, through what you eat?
Yes, and that is generally regarded as the most common way. And raw shellfish, raw oysters, are the most common. And so when the oyster filters the water through and traps those particles, it's also trapping those Vibrio bacteria. And essentially, you can just have this kind of loaded bomb there.
Speaking of warm weather, our climate is warming. Does that mean there's a chance these infections will increase, the rate of these infections will increase?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of predictions that will indeed be the case. There's been really some fine work coming out of a number of groups showing that as temperatures have increased, the sea surface temperatures, there has been increased number of Vibrio bacteria overall. But also the correlation showed that increased number of infections as well.
Anything else we should know before we let you go?
If you're in those floodwaters, I think just be careful out there and look after each other and really, you know, mind your body.
That's good advice. Anywhere. Professor Andy Willett is a professor of biology and chemistry at Jacksonville University. Andy, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to be of service.